Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
What a week. Not even a week. What a couple of days it's been. On Wednesday, I was at Aldi. I did my first ever special buy, trying to find something for my son. Ended up being gravitated towards a shiny object in a basket. It was a trumpet.
Yep.
Turns out, my initial shock at $111, and I go, ugh, no, that's so expensive. Turns out it would have been a great deal.
An absolute steal.
We lamented that on the show because I believe with most woodwind instruments, given a couple of days, couple of weeks, I can make what is passable as music.
You're definitely more musical than I am. Like, you're that's more musical part of the Tim and Jess show.
That's not, like, setting me up for anything.
But hasn't your girl come through for you, Tim?
Well, she has. Well, I guess you asked someone to get in touch with someone who got in touch with you.
We had a friend of the show reach out and say their mate had a trumpet that we could borrow for a couple of weeks.
Dan the Trumpet Man.
Dan the Trumpet Man came on the show last week, presented us with what he thinks is a doable thing for you. He then provided his very own trumpet.
Yep, it got dropped off at the radio station over the weekend because Dan, he is in the brass band that you see at GMHBA Stadium. And you might have seen him this Saturday. I know I did. But Jess, it was delivered as promised.
I mean, not only the trumpet, but Dan also added in some extra goodies on a USB.
Yeah, so just...
Oh, there it is.
Listen to that. So there's one... Yep. Two, three. There's three little
I did catch
jibbers.
Tim earlier looking up how to hold a trumpet.
Yeah, it seems
very
simple.
Very basic.
It seemed simple, but there were clearly finger holes. And sure. I thought, well, where do they all go?
Where do my fingers go?
But Dan, he left a message of inspiration because essentially, if you weren't listening late last week, I want to learn enough of the trumpet to be able to play the Geelong Cats theme song.
Which seems simple, right? Apparently not.
Here's a bit of advice from Dan, our trumpet man.
Hi, Tim. It's Dan. Nice to meet you. Just a couple of really quick things to help you on your trumpeting journey. When you buzz with your lips, it's no lips, no kissy face, lips in like that, like a smile. Smile like the Joker. And that's how you do it.
Give us a
I might have to take my retainers out. I think that's
actually
severely
that could help.
Lacking
that
in
could
my
help.
Ability.
Because the instruction that I have seen is that you need to make the different like pitches, you got to vibrate your lips in like
different paces.
Ways. Yeah.
Now, here is Dan, our trumpet man, playing the Geelong Cats song.
This is what you're hoping to achieve in 2 weeks.
The greatest team of all.
I love how slow he's going for you.
We are Geelong. Always on the ball, bomb we play the game as it should be played. Our banners from down to dust, down academia.
I think it goes without saying that wasn't Tim.
You just never know. And I don't know if you could hear, but as I was singing along there, I was relatively in key.
It was pretty good. As someone who doesn't know what that means, I believe you.
So up next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have I've had a few pracky goes.
Yeah, I feel like we need to set the bar of where you're starting at.
Yeah,
so that
good
we
idea.
Can revisit it in a few weeks when you're nailing it and be like, oh, wasn't that fun? He couldn't do it back then, but now we can.
Jess, I've got the sheet music for you here for the Geelong Cats theme song, which again is that's what I'm trying to learn
in
2 weeks.
Dan the Trumpet Man's made it very simple. He's even put numbers of which ones you have to press.
Yep. So zero is not touching any of them. One. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Trumpeter issues. just mashed my trumpet into the microphone.
Oh, no.
Now, I've had a blow. I've had a few blows trying to figure out how to get my lips up against her.
A lot of the sales team here in the office were very confused the trumpet was coming from.
But I think I'm starting to get a bit of a feeling. Yes, I did have to Google how do you hold a trumpet because it just seems simple.
Weird question.
Yeah.
Again, no musical ability here.
Thank you.
Do you have to tune a trumpet?
You can. So you see how like this part here, again, super visual. You see how this bit can come out?
Oh, okay, God, I don't feel like that's supposed to come out.
Oh, God. pad.
Dan, we are looking after your trumpet,
it's
I promise.
It's not even his, it's his daughter's.
Okay, Have you got it back in? Right. Yeah, good. So what, you're supposed to pull that out?
Spit on that
Oh,
thing.
God. Don't say that.
Just getting it. There we go. She's
okay.
In.
So that's the bit you tuned. You just tuned it.
Yeah, well, I guess I just tuned her. Now, I'm going to have, because we
give
need
us a blow.
Need to set a baseline, because then in a couple of weeks, it's going to be good.
Get those beautiful lips around that trumpet.
I have taken my retainers out.
Oh, you took them out.
It's really changed my lip friction ability.
Okay.
Or as I'm calling it, my lip ability.
Sure.
So now, watch this. Again, this isn't a trumpet.
Sure. Give us the real trumpet.
Are you ready?
That's a good start.
That sounds like a trumpet.
That does sound like a trumpet.
That was meant to be We Are Geelong.
Give it to us again. Just one more time. I'll sing along. Just give us a bass line. Here we go.
I'm getting it. I am getting it.
Are you?
There we go.
I have so much more respect for trumpet players now.
You want hot cross buns, you say?
Give us hot cross buns! I feel sorry for your wife and child that this is what they're going to be listening to for the next 2 weeks. I will set up a bit of a performance for you, Tim, in 2 weeks' time.
Did you say something?
Do you want to get a backing band or do you want to perform solo?
It's a solo
bandscape. It's a solo bandscape. Okay. Okay, maybe put the trumpet down for now and let's stop hurting people's ears. Anyone that's left still listening. What was that? Did you just make a noise into the trumpet?
Let's see if that would do anything. All right, there we go. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll check in with how the trumpeting is going throughout the week. But I think this is an at-home practice thing and not at work.
I should say I don't know how to read sheet music, but we will... Well,
it doesn't
get
show
past that hurdle.
Show.
So yes.
Jess and Tim. Oh wait, sorry, it's Tim and Jess.
I've seen an interesting debate online that I thought was worth a discussion. Straight into it, are UGG boots acceptable to wear out in public?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, on a podcast called The Mum Club, it was brought up after the host went out and she saw what she believed to be too many people wearing UGG boots. She said, "I'm not a fan." She used the word bogan. Full stop. They had their brief moment in the sun where it was okay in the early 2000s, but those days are gone.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't enjoy comfort or happiness.
Now, when you saw that I wanted to talk about UGG boots on the show, you
it
were
felt
like,
very targeted.
You were like, "Oh, well, geez, I guess I just won't then." I was like, "What are you talking about?" You're like, "I wore them all weekend." I was like, "I haven't seen you since Friday, Jess." I've got no idea what you're doing.
Very targeted.
So
I wore them to the footy on Saturday night.
No, you didn't.
I did. I was so toasty. I didn't think I was a bogan.
You don't look like Princess Diana. Yes. Oh, that's so good.
I was so cold. It was cold at GMHBA on Saturday.
You didn't just think about wearing some thicker socks and shoes?
I did. I wore thicker socks in my UGG boots.
In your UGG boots. Well, someone else on the podcast said that I'm a big advocate for UGGs outside. Why should our feet only be snug when we're inside our homes?
Yes.
We have the ability to put the heater on. It makes no sense. The world is cold out there, man. Give your tootsies some love.
There's different UGG boots that you can wear outdoors. I don't think you can wear moccasins. Like moccasins are where I draw the line.
Well, Queen Mary, welcome back to Earth. Her Royal Highness.
But like the ones that cover up like up to your ankles or higher.
I think
play on.
If you're allowing UGG boots through the gates, you've got to let moccasins
through
into
the
party.
Through the gates of GMHBA.
Yeah, like honestly, if security let you through, they should have let someone in with their moccasins on. Why is that your line?
Because moccasins are like indoor slippers. You know what I mean? Like you got indoor slippers and you got outdoor slippers. outdoor slippers or UGG boots.
But is that just convenient for you because that's what you wanted to wear?
Nah, because like there was a time where I was much like this girl and like obviously, you know, she's been hurt before because I would be like, nah, you can't wear them outside. And now I'm just like, maybe I've just lived too, like I've been in Bell Park for too long.
You were pretty crook on the weekend. You went to urgent care Sunday night.
Ups. Yeah. Yep.
You were dressed in the same clothes you went to the footy in. You thought, if it's good enough for the Cats, it's good enough for urgent care.
I mean, I was in trackies when I went to urgent care.
I think it's more like, well, in like you're not dressing up to be like, hi, I'm really struggling right now.
I'm on my deathbed.
Yeah, I've ironed my shirt. I've come in here for this waiting
Ma'am,
room.
Why are you in stilettos?
5223295 Wearing UGG boots in public, let us know what you think. We'd love to hear a strong opinion on it. Lloyd from Armstrong Creek, you think there's no problem with it, mate?
I think it's fine, no. Like, fat UGG boots are a bit of a side thing these days.
Now, Lloyd, you were saying that you yourself don't wear UGG boots out in public, but it's something that you would like to champion people to feel safe to do so.
I mean, look, my partner... beautiful partner likes wearing them out every now and again. But I don't see why there's anything wrong with it. I think if you're nice and comfortable and supposed to be for you, then so be it. So I reckon, you know, like Jess, as she said before, she was probably the safest person there.
I was, Lloyd. I was. Can confirm.
The toastiest marshmallow at the bonfire. Lloyd, all right. Well, look, we're going to have to keep moving on. A lot of people have called through. Jenny in Lara, how do you feel about people wearing UGG boots in public?
Why not? I'd rather see UGG boots in public than Uddies.
Oh, yeah. See, Jenny, this is the thing. A lot of people...
you have such a
nah, because people wear Uddies outdoors, and Uddies is very much an indoor... Like, I'm not going to wear my dressing gown out and about. But UGG boots, you can style them, you know? You can style them to look...
You certainly can.
Yeah.
You certainly can. I don't own a pair, but... you can.
Jenny, I'll be honest, Jess is so, her line for what is okay.
I'm not
going to
wear
so
an
Woody
and moccasins out of the house, Tim. But I will wear a nice big jumper and some Uggs.
It's the same thing.
It's not. Yeah. I feel like it's not the same thing.
I feel like if you're on that boat, you've got to sail in that direction. You can't just jump off the plank when it feels like, oh no, that's actually not for me.
Tim, there's someone that definitely agrees with you. Carlene from Highton. You think it's disgraceful what I did this weekend.
I do. And my husband, if he wore them out of the house, I would not go with him. I think it looks sloppy. And no way.
But what if
no
it's really cold? Like it was like 10 degrees at the footy on the weekend.
Really nice leather boots with fur lining. That would be nice and dressy. But if you let yourself go with UGG boots, you let yourself go with other things too.
That's true. I have let myself go. Yeah,
she has.
Make an effort, Jess. Come on.
Finally. Carlene, I think you might be my best friend.
Finally,
someone sees it how I've been seeing it this whole time.
I feel hurt. I feel targeted.
Yeah, just a bit of effort, Jess. Just, you know, just a smidge, 5%.
Don't let yourself go.
You gotta start somewhere. All right, finally, Luke in Geelong. How do you feel about people wearing Uggs outdoors in public?
100% yes. They are so comfy and toasty.
Mate.
Luke, how do you feel about Carlene telling me that I've let myself go?
Not at all. Not at all.
See, this is the energy I need in my life. Luke.
Yeah.
How many pairs of Uggs do you have?
Check out the Ugg shop and get some Ugg high heels.
Ugg high heels?
That can't be real,
Ugg
Luke.
High heels. No, legit, they're a real thing.
Luke, how many pairs of Uggs do you currently own?
Two.
Okay, so do you have an indoor and an outdoor pair?
I do.
Or are they both outdoor?
No, I have an indoor pair, and then my outdoor pair are like chocolate brown knee-high with three big buttons down the side.
Oh, stunning, Luke.
Luke.
Stunning.
Luke, yeah. Quick question. When did you start working for UGG, and how long have you been working there for? Because this is a very positive endorsement.
And what's your discount code?
I wish. Mine cost me crazy money. I got them from America.
Oh, my God.
I wanted a specific style and size.
Aren't they made? Isn't a company Australian?
Oh, yeah. Luke, I just got mine from Westfield.
Yeah.
Well, Luke, I tell you what, whether it was Luke or Carlene, there was passion there from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Very, very strong opinions about wearing Uggs.
I might have to see a stylist, Tim, because I feel like if Carlene's telling me I've let myself go, maybe I have.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Jess, do you have any people in your life that come to you and go, hey, I have a great idea for your radio show.
Oh my God, constantly.
Does it constantly. Is it family? Is it like Christmas time?
Yeah, family. A lot of friends will be like, oh, you should interview me on your radio show. All right,
what
Kevin,
for?
Calm down.
Why?
What yeah,
Kevin,
exactly.
What's Kevin got to say?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm like intrigued. When you have something to say, I'll bring you onto my radio show. Thank you so much.
Just because you have something to say doesn't mean you're welcome to the show. But it's not often. And I think by pure lack of me like following through, if people sure. ever I feel like I'm pretty lucky, like it's no one's ever like, oh man, you seen the price of strawberries at the moment, you really should be talking about that on your radio show. Like I'm that's
just me every day.
Yeah, that's just you. But my wife has historically actually thrown some good ideas against
Jess,
the wall that have stuck.
Your wife Jess has always come good with some good ideas.
She's claiming she has another one.
Oh.
I've actually got her on the phone now. This is my wife, wife Jess. Hello, wife Jess.
Hello, husband Tim.
Thank you. That's, sorry, just a little bit of cutesy talk there. But
stop it, you two.
But, babe, I'll refer to you as babe or hun because otherwise this is going to get a little bit too confusing with so many
it
Jesses.
Is a bit confusing because you also refer to me that way.
Yeah, so. I know. But,
I know, awkward.
But, hun, you have an idea, but where you found this idea is actually one of my favorite reasons why I wanted to get it on the show. Can you explain to Jess what happened?
So I know that when I'm awake, I'm a genius, Jess, and you know this too.
Of course.
But actually, when I was asleep last night, I actually dreamt a genius idea as well.
Oh
so I'm working
God.
Hard for you guys while I sleep as well. So you're welcome.
Jess, this is how I came up with have you been paying attention, but on the radio.
Yeah.
So
which
oh
is
my
a, I'm a pre, I appreciate a good dream idea. Hit me.
Oh, so put it into perspective, Tim and I were driving down this random road together and I was like, oh, I had this amazing idea that I need to call Jess for. So I called you while we were in the car.
In the dream.
This is in a dream again.
In the dream. In the dream. I know. I'm like, I don't know how to explain this properly so it doesn't sound like it's in real life. But in the dream, and I was like, you guys should do first world problems and you pretend to be celebrities giving advice.
So
someone rings up and they're like, oh no, I ran out of dishwashing tablets or something like that. And then you like have to pick a celebrity and you like imitate?
Do an impression
pretend
of them.
To be them. Yeah, that's it. Do an impression of them. And
so
you
like,
have to
notoriously,
give advice.
My impressions yeah. are very good.
So maybe if it was exactly. like, if so if a listener called up and they're like, oh, my favorite celebrity is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, I'm running out of dishwasher tablets. Would then I go, okay, what you got to do is you got to go to Bunnings and they get the best prices. Is that kind of what you're thinking, hun?
Look, I feel like it was a little bit better in my dream,
right.
but now it's come to life.
Because I initially, when you told me in bed this morning, I thought it was like we had to track down that person's favorite celebrity to be like, oh, you know, we need Toadie from Neighbours. I want him to solve my little problem that I've got for me.
Sure.
And then it's like, all right, hi, Toadie.
We do get celebrities on the show every now and then.
Every now and
so
then.
So we could pitch them some first world problems.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it better than me trying to do impressions because, Jess,
I like both.
You've heard my impressions. I'm not very good.
What's your best impression, Jess?
I don't have any impressions. That's the problem. Impressions are you going, do the Cookie Monster, and me going, cookie. Like
10 out of 10. This is what I mean.
That's great advice.
Don't sell yourself short. You also do a great impression of that slug from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, Wazowski.
Excellent. Do we have a name for this segment? So people bringing their first world problems and getting answers and advice from either celebrities or the impression of
like
a celebrity.
Celebrities are basic as well and like they have
they're real
first
people.
World problems.
Do we have
so they could relate. You
does
know?
It have a name? Like could we workshop a name right now?
Get your first world problems.
Right. Celebrity advice would probably be where
isn't the whole idea of a first world
let me
problem.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have the name for this segment. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, Jess, work, Jess. Review, like, what
I feel like we need to workshop it. But I feel like let's make it happen. It's like, you know, how we do pilot week at the start of the year?
Yes, let's
I
give
think
it a
let's,
go.
Let's give it a pilot. Let's green light it for now. See how it works. And if
You're
it doesn't work,
polite.
we'll pull it.
No. We'll give it a go. Hun, you got to get out of here because you got to put our son to sleep and I've got to get out of here so I can drive
home.
I
have real work to do.
Yes. Yeah. So this is Tim and Jess. We were just chatting about it with Kingy from K-Rock Football, Jess. Mm. You didn't even have... You could have just never, ever mentioned this.
Yeah, but I could have.
Got out on the front foot.
Well, because I wanted to know what the general consensus was because... On Saturday, I went to the footy with my dad and my brother. We used to go all the time when I was a kid. Obviously, you know, I moved away from home like nearly 10 years ago now. I haven't been going to the football with my dad for the last few years. And so it was nice to kind of be there and kind of relive the childhood a little bit.
You were flexing a work perk as well.
Yeah.
Here at the radio station, like if you get one a year, you can be like, excuse me, can I please have some tickets to the football?
And a few weeks ago I begged and I was given, because not a lot of Hawthorn supporters in the office. Luckily, there's mainly Cats fans and Essendon fans. So when that game comes up, people are very keen.
Those tickets are gone very quick. I didn't even get tickets to the Essendon game.
But, you know, Hawthorn, not a lot of people were interested in that one. So I got the call up, which was exciting. And my dad, you know, he bought us all drinks. He bought us all food. It was very reminiscent of
us as
kids. And the other thing that happened that was very reminiscent of us as kids was that at 3/4 time, my dad went, well, she's all over, folks. And at the start of the fourth quarter, he was like, we're heading home.
How early in the fourth quarter did you leave?
It was probably about 5-10 minutes in.
That's so early. Normally, like, if I've ever left and it's because I've had to go somewhere else, I'll wait until, because you can see on your phone, like, how much time's left on the game. I'll probably go with, like, maybe 10 minutes to go, 5 minutes.
We got back to the car as the final siren went off. We heard the final siren on K-Rock Football.
Is it purely to beat the traffic? Is that your dad's mentality?
That was my dad's. Look, I was also very sick on the weekend. Probably shouldn't have gone to the game.
Because it was freezing.
It was freezing.
Absolutely freezing.
And so my dad blamed me. He was like, oh, we need to get Jess home. She's not feeling well.
But would this happen like when you were a kid and you would go to games and like, because obviously your whole fam barracks for Hawthorn.
We'd go to games at Waverley Park and my dad would be like, oh, we're winning. We know we're going to win. Get in the car. Win or lose, we were in the car at the start of the fourth quarter.
What would happen if the game was close? Is that when he would stay the whole way?
Yeah, I think it's just like, I think my dad has like undiagnosed ADHD. Like he loses
His generation's got a bit of that.
He loses interest very quickly. If he knows they're going to win, he's happy.
Actually,
if he knows they're going to lose, he's unhappy. He doesn't need to stick around
for it. I've never thought about it. Because how old's your dad? He's in his 60s?
65.
Daughter of the year, Jess Panter.
65.
I'm pretty
65.
Sure his name's Chris.
Yeah.
It's either that or it's Craig. I'm not that sure. But, you know, he's a nice guy at the end of the day. That's all that really matters. What I've just realised is your dad has lived through so many different generations of Hawthorn winning and losing. He's seen them win multiple grand finals. Mm-hmm. He's seen it all. So when I put it through my filter of like, you're leaving during a win as an Essendon fan, to me, it's absolutely crazy.
On Saturday, he kept talking about the three-peat. And I was like, you can't live on the three-peat forever, Dad.
Almost a decade ago, and he's still leaning on the three-peat.
We should have had four.
Again, for Cats fans who have been super successful over the last 20-odd years, they might also have that mentality.
We got up at the start of the fourth quarter, and we got booed by the Cats fans sitting around us.
As you should.
I was so happy to be wearing Cats gear, Tim.
Oh, yeah, because you were playing a bit of a practical joke.
Oh, well, you know, they want to go.
Look at these losers.
I guess that's my ride.
Yeah. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Can you leave the footy before the last siren? Kane from Geelong, because we want to get in on this and a lot of people are very passionate about it. Can you leave the footy before the last siren?
Yes, you can. If there's certain circumstances, like if you say got an injured person, you want to try and gate the rush before getting out too, because that is just hectic within itself.
It is a bit nuts. I tend to just hang back later to avoid that.
Oh, right.
I'll just kind of sit and like, for example, on Saturday night, they let people out onto GMHBA, like onto the ground, like
Damn
a bit
it.
Of kick to kick.
I could have had a kick to kick in my Ugg boots.
Yeah, you could have snapped a goal, you know, from Tyson Stengel's pocket.
Damn it
would have been fantastic.
I didn't know they did that.
Well, of course, because you'd left. But Kate, you're saying, you're thinking if it's a big margin or if it's like, look, you know what, we've got other places to be, you think it's fine?
Yeah, well, I look at my sisters on crutches and we were at the game on the weekend and we know what the traffic's like getting there and we had to catch a train.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we'll leave beforehand, try and beat the rush to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of people leaving with me, Tim. I wasn't the only one.
There was a video you posted. There was no one in the background. So it was very, very early. We appreciate your call, Kane. Marley from Marshall has given us a call. Marley, you're a Blues fan. How do you feel about Jess, a Hawthorn supporter, leaving as her team's getting smashed by the Cats on Saturday?
Oh, no, you've got to stay till the end. I have gone my whole life not seeing Carlton win, and you just suck it up and you deal with it, and one day it'll all be good.
Marley, when was the last Carlton premiership? How dare you?
Well, I never saw one.
Okay, fair enough.
I think it was 1995.
It's 95?
It's been a minute.
Oh, look, I was one.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Marley, I think as we mentioned before, like as myself as an Essendon supporter, you're in the same boat. Like we've waded through the crap. And sometimes, don't you think I always say that like a lot of people say it's a curse barracking for like teams like Essendon and Carlton in particular. And until the 2017, it was Richmond. Like these were it was like, this is the deal. But don't you think it builds a character in you of resilience?
It certainly builds something. I don't know if it's character or if it's anger issues.
Marley, I like to ask Tim this question. I'm going to ask you. As a Carlton supporter, I've asked Tim as an Essendon supporter, if Carlton was to get into the finals, grand final.
They could make the grand final this year.
How much money are you willing to pay to get a ticket into the MCG? Oh,
I'd trade my kids. There's no way I wouldn't go.
Yep. Tim, would you trade Jack?
I'd probably give him away for the half of the year. A borrowing system, something so they get a return fee. But yeah, I would happily, well, not happily, under a bit of a protest. But yeah, Marley, you understand it. It's these people that keep saying three-peat. Jess, if you say three-peat one more time,
should have been four.
Okay.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.